here on the Steve Gerber Show. Thank you for stopping in. My next guest, you know, he spent his career promoting conservative ideas. I'd say he's had a pretty good week or two. A lot of conservatives have, to say the least. All of these big decisions on religious liberty, the Second Amendment, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and the biggest decision yet to come, I do believe, maybe we hear it today, West Virginia v. EPA, which could deep six the entire regulatory, you know, construction of American government in the last few decades. Matt Schlapp, American political activist, lobbyist, and the chair of the American Conservative Union. Matt, good to have you back.
Great to be with you, Steve.
Quite a week so far, and it's not over.
Wow. You know, the Supreme Court for my entire lifetime has been nothing but a disappointment. It seemed like we all just had to give in to the concept that Republican picks would be 50% effective, and 50% of the time they would allow the state to grow and our constitutional protections to weaken. And it almost seemed like that was a course we just had to accept. And then conservatives have this notion that, you know, once something is decided, it's almost incorrect to ever overturn it. So the liberals just have to get enough votes to make something happen. And conservatives, because they believe in judicial restraint, just let it grow. And somewhere along the line, the conservatives found their voice. And it's a glorious thing.
Well, it is a remarkable change. And I agree with you. We saw conservative picks, at least we thought were conservative, that became far more liberal. They never went the other way, not in my lifetime.
Ever.
But these decisions thus far, and again, I do believe this West Virginia case has the ability to take away the regulation nation that we've been dealing with. Regulation without representation, you know, whether it's the EPA or OSHA or the CDC who said, you know, landlords, you can't collect rent for months more. Who the hell is the CDC to tell landlords when they can and cannot collect rent? So I'm hoping that this Supreme Court, that was one to go beyond the question of the Dobbs case in Mississippi, is one to go beyond the question here to the Chevron doctrine, which basically takes congressional power and gives it to these agencies, which they wreak havoc on American life every day, Matt. Hopefully, there's a bigger decision coming yet. And I wonder that because they usually save the best for last. And if Roe v. Wade wasn't the biggest and the most impactful, that only leaves this case, in my estimation.
Yeah, so for your listeners, this Chevron deference, which is something that Neil Gorsuch has been criticizing and Brett Kavanaugh has been criticizing, so it'd be interesting. You know, there's always seems to be a media-driven division between economic conservatives and social conservatives, but a court that can find the right to abortion in the Constitution where the word never appears, the word privacy never appears, the term reproductive rights never appears. The only phrase that is upheld constantly is this whole idea that we created this country because we wanted a right to life. That same liberal thinking of made-up words can decide that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, can decide that the OSHA, like you said, or the SEC or any government agency can dominate every aspect of your business. Think about it. This Chevron principle says to a business person, you can be indicted by a government agency, and your ability to redress that or to appeal that decision goes to the same agency, to the very same people who are trying to get you.
That's
and
right.
So what it means for a lot of businesses across this country is they essentially have no legal ability to appeal the whims of big socialist government.
Yeah, they wanted to go so far as to regulate the mud puddles in my driveway at a piece of property I own. That's how far they're willing to go. And so we'll wait for that case because it would change. It impacts everyone. Everyone is impacted by OSHA, the CDC, you know, all of these different agencies, right? And so, right, businesses, whether it's agricultural or whatever. But the majority of American people may not agree with the Supreme Court, Matt. And don't you understand that that's the most important thing? It's a popularity contest. That's where the liberals get way off track. Oh, that's not what American people think. That's not the court's job. It's not a popularity contest, is it?
Well, this is the problem with what the Senate just did on the Second Amendment, which is the government that we pay for called all parents domestic terrorists in Virginia for simply going to school board hearings to say, why are you teaching my boy that he's a girl or my girl that she's a boy, and why are you teaching them to be sexually active at like 7 years old in the library? Like, they were called domestic terrorists under what the Senate did. Once you're called a terrorist or an insurrectionist, they can say, well, you don't really deserve your guns. And now we're told that the Supreme Court's decision on Roe v. Wade is illegitimate. And they use that term because polls show that the American people don't agree with it. And here's the thing, Steve, that's crazy. If the American people are overwhelmingly pro-choice, like the left-wing media is telling us, which I don't believe, then they'll pass laws all around this country making sure that abortion is never regulated, and they'll be happy.
That's right.
But, of course, it's always a lot more complicated than the mainstream media explains it.
Of course it is. Meanwhile, Matt Schlapp here from the American Conservative Union. The guy's behind CPAC, he is. And you've got one coming up in Dallas, I believe, here in a few weeks as well.
We do, Stephen. We'd love everybody to come down. It's going to be a great event. The focus on this CPAC is slightly different. It's going to be on all these candidates from around the country who are going to help build this huge red wave. Could be the biggest red wave we've ever seen.
Here's one of the candidates I want to mention in that red wave. His name is Alan Fung. Alan Fung is from Rhode Island, a Republican, leading the field of all Democrats. Democrats have held that seat since 1991. Rhode Island is turning red, Matt. If that's not a warning sign for the left and their socialist policies, I don't know what to tell them.
Well, you know what's funny is, ironic at least, is when socialists are losing retention elections for school boards in San Francisco, and their George Soros-funded prosecutors are being recalled. You know, if that is not a wake-up call, if you can't win races, if you're left-wing, you can't win races in Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and Rhode Island. And I've seen some interesting polls out of the state of Washington.
So have I.
You know, then you really – and look, here's the thing. Republicans are obviously very fired up. Conservatives are very fired up. But there's a lot of Democrats who love a cop. There's a lot of Democrats who go to church. You know, why does this party that has embraced socialism hate the functional parts of society like the family?
They do. It's a fine question for which there is no, well, there's no logical answer to that. By the way, another little warning sign for Democrats, more than a million voters have switched to the Republican Party in just the last 12 months, another big red flag. Matt, we've got about 20 seconds. It's been a great week. It's not over yet. I'll give you the last word.
Look, I think we've got our backs against the wall. I think that our institutions have failed us, and I think the Democratic Party doesn't like the country anymore. And you got to wake up. If you're out there and you're hearing this interview and you're thinking things don't look right or sound right because they're not right, and you can solve the problem, get out and vote in November, go out and support a candidate. I tell you, I'd support just any candidate that believes in the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem and tops of the military.
And America in general. You got it. Matt Schlapp, always a pleasure, chairman of the American Conservative Union. Thank you, Matt. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America. Support our family farmers and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang. It's Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Meijer. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky Bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.